on, guys? Welcome back to the Chew New Podcast. I am again.
What's up, everybody?
Oh my God! And
you're welcome.
Look at this guy. He's already plumped and ready to go. He's wearing a nice little emblem there with our special guest today.
I'm so fluffed up for this.
He's so fluffed up. He got fluffed before he came into the door.
Yeah.
And you can see my reflection back there, which is pretty damn cool. Look at
that. That's the
whiter side.
Yeah, don't do that again.
No, don't ever do that again. Anyways, guys. Are you guys set for a good show today? You ready to go?
Let's do this,
man. Let's get the intro going. Hang on, guys. We'll be right back. Please forgive us for the internet connection. We have a low Wi-Fi going on. We are going with our hotspots today. So we're going to try our best. And by the way, rocking the new, one of the new caps that we got on special. And we got some new merch, man. See this dude? Look at that. It got us the GTA look of the Chewy New Podcast. If you guys are interested, make sure you hit us up, man.
That's me.
That ugly thing on the right is him, and that cool, awesome dude is me on the left. So
you just put duct tape.
But anyways, guys, on today's episode, we have a wonderful guest, a good old friend of mine. Him and I used to work in the old...
Another Home Depot survivor.
Yeah, the orange box. We don't use the word Home Depot. That's a naughty word in this podcast.
Okay,
I don't like it. We don't get sponsored by them, so...
Yeah.
But anyways, the orange box. Good friend of mine. He's kind of trying to get a club together, dude.
Yes.
Trying to get a club together for the RGV.
A very specific kind of club.
Yeah. Boyfriend club. No, I'm just No. He's actually trying to get a John Deere club running here in the RGV.
Yeah.
So we're about to introduce him. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to introduce Mr. Alex Salcedo to the podcast, a.k.a. Buddy, a.k.a.
Yes,
she thinks
yes,
my tractor's
yes.
sexy. Homeboy. What's going on, Alex?
Good, Mark. Good to see you. Good to meet your buddy here. Yeah. And,
it's an
honor to be here.
I apologize for you meeting him for the first time.
Yeah.
He's a bad impression the first time, but anyways.
What's
wrong with you? Too friendly. Too good.
Too good.
Too good.
Yes.
Poopy.
I poop myself.
Anyways. So let's take a journey back, Alex.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, and how we came to the concept of trying to start a John Deere club.
I was born here in McAllen, Texas. At the age of 3 years old, my parents moved up to the state of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
My dad worked for GM, the car company, for 40 years. He was a foreman.
Mm-hmm.
He had about 80 to 100 people underneath him.
There you go.
And as I was going to high school... I started doing construction. I started working for a brick mason, and later on, after a year with him, I took off with the Italian guy to learn how to do ceramic tile, and I've been doing it ever since.
That's awesome, man.
Nice.
Yeah, I know, like I said before, we do know each other for working at Home Depot back in the... I'm sorry, the dirty word.
The orange box.
Say it again.
The orange box. The orange place.
We owe them $3,000 already just for saying the damn
name.
Anyways, we're not wearing orange, are we? But... I met Alex when working there, when I started working there, a big time construction guy, man. He knows it all, from tile to carpentry and all that good stuff. The lasting impression was when I had to give him a ride home because his vehicle wasn't working or something was wrong with the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And I drove him home, and then he goes, "Dude, you got to come check this out." I'm like, "All right." And he showed me a John Deere. I think it was a John Deere you had the back of the house at the time.
Yes. It's still there.
It's still there.
It ain't moved, but eventually I'm going to get to it.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I know you took me inside your house and you started showing me a little bit of your little collection you had,
yes.
You know, slowly what you're building up.
Yeah.
So now with the years gone through, you've decided to go ahead and start your own club of John Deere. What made you want to go into that?
It's because up there in Michigan, it's a big... deal over there that they have tractor pulls, they have John Deere. Well, mm-hmm. It's not just John Deere. They have every color that you can think of.
Right.
But it's a big event that they have on a Friday,
mm-hmm.
Saturday, and Sunday. Oh, there's a lot of people that go to that. And I think it would be kind of cool to bring that down here.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe eventually branch off to having... like tractor pulls.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And I mean, all the young kids, all the, 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds, even the teenagers, they kind of get into that. That's that is something kind of cool to see, you know.
Right, right.
But yeah, it's competition is what it is. I think it's a real good, right. good deal that it happens. I mean, people are into that. It's
for those of you who don't know what tractor pulls are, they're essentially a mix between like a livestock show and a monster truck. You just
Exactly.
You have a tractor. It can be like a regular tractor, but it's more often than not a souped-up tractor.
Yeah.
And you just put them head-to-head in a pulling competition.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That would be pretty cool to watch.
Well, yeah. You know, that what you said is more modified, but sometimes they also have stock tractors. In other words, where they get built.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, they take them back to the barn, they soup them up a little bit, and, yeah. you know, they're trying to get more power, more right. horsepower yeah. out of that John Deere. So, yeah, and that's where they entered those things.
What do you got in there? I got a Hemi. What the fuck? A Hemi? Yeah, I'm going to finish my fuel in 20 minutes.
I got an LSX motor in that tractor right there.
Yeah,
I got a Corvette motor in that tractor.
That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah.
Well, one time when I was up north, I remember somebody had put a big John. Well, they took the old John Deere block. I don't know.
I know that those things sell out too. So it's a nice little mix of both of them.
Yes.
You got tractors battling out to the death.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And, you know.
Well, you know, if we can get this John Deere club started and let's get with the program,
mm-hmm.
there's a chance that we could go to the livestock show and have our own section of just John Deere, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Right.
And I mean, I think there's potentially room there. I mean, they have everything else going on, from Tejano music to crafts to they also have their own club too. But
yeah.
you know, specifically John
keep
Deere
going,
would
going.
Be kind of cool
yeah,
to
yeah.
have. And I mean,
it's definitely a very inclusive environment.
Listen, for sure, I will let you know. I like all the tractors. I like Farm All. I like Alice Chandler.
Yeah.
I like Case, but my favorite would probably be John Deere. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
no.
I mean, the history of the John Deere tractor, it's like no other. I mean, it's a cool piece of machinery.
Absolutely.
And just to think, guys, back in the day when they were using horses and plows back in the day, they discovered a tractor. Somebody made a tractor, and look what we have now.
Exactly.
You know, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
I'd rather be on a tractor than a horse. I think trying to get that horse to plow the field.
Yeah, I've never heard of a tractor having a bad day.
Not at all.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you. What you said earlier, John Deere definitely has that
cutting edge.
Well, it's not. I don't know if it's a cutting edge. I was referring more to like the distinction of, you know, being one of the older,
yes.
you know, John Deere
yep.
just is more well known.
Oh yeah.
You know, everybody knows big green tractor is a John Deere.
Oh yeah.
You can spot it a mile
yes.
away.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
And the old tractors back in the time when John Deere started, they had a certain motor sound. It almost sounds like a Harley Davidson to a sense. You
don't
know?
Mean to bring right. more motorcycles on. Right. Don't be talking motorcycles on my podcast.
But the John Deere, it's almost the same thing. It's kind of a putt, putt, putt. It sounds like it's going to stall out, but it doesn't.
Right.
I mean,
right.
it yeah. keeps going. It keeps going. I mean,
yep.
that's the beauty of those old machines, you know?
Yep.
So, right. Yeah, guys, and just in case you guys are watching, the camera just went on, but I reassembled it. This is when you're trying to run on a hotspot, bro. So I had to fix it up a little bit, but we're good. We're good. We're still going here. And you're talking to Alex here. But so as far as I know, you're still working on that John Deere in the backyard?
No. Actually, as soon as I get ready to put a garage, well, not totally a garage, but a slab of cement and then somewhat fix up the walls, and
mm-hmm.
just to block the wind when you get ready to paint a tractor, if you want it as still as you can. So
yeah.
there's nothing moving, especially
right.
when you're getting that paint on there.
Right.
But right now what I have that's a good running tractor is it's a 1959 430. And it's called a 430 High Boy. It's not like a standard. It sets up a little bit taller. And then the other tractor that I got, they didn't make that many of them. They only made like 4,600. It's a spinoff of the 430, which is a 435. It's the same rear end, But
sorry.
Well, they listen. The back part is of a 430. The only thing is, a lot of guys, a lot of John Deere fanatics out there, they would probably say that it's not really a truly a John Deere, because back in that time, John Deere got with General Motors to put a 435. It's got a diesel two cylinder mm-hmm. motor in it, so it's made by General Motors. Okay. So it's a little different. It's a little different, but hey, it runs. It's a good running tractor.
And without a pony motor on it.
Oh man, yeah. This thing it goes. It's a diesel, so they're a little bit more. They're a little bit more stronger. They're a little bit more powerful. Yeah. I'd say.
If you guys are tuning in, we're talking about a John Deere club that my buddy here Alex is trying to put together here in the RGV. If you guys are interested, look him up. Yeah, on Facebook, right?
I am on Facebook.
Alex Salceda.
Yep.
Hit him up, man, if you want, so you can try to figure out where the meet and greets are going to be, where you guys can sign up, and all that good stuff.
Let me share this with you, Mark. We have a meeting. It's going to happen March the 22nd off Ware Road, where the convention center is, in Westside Park, or some people probably know it as Ramiro Guerra Park. And we're trying to get as many people. I would love to have people that have old tractors that are John Deere to come out and participate.
That'd be pretty cool, man.
Yeah, it'd be kind of cool. I mean, something different for the Valley. Up north, what they would do is, if there was a parade going on, well, guess what? It was no big thing to have 20 old John Deere tractors going with the parade. And, sure. I mean, that would be kind of cool. We could go anywhere with this. I mean, you could go from Brownsville. You could go to the island. You could go to Roma, to Rio Grande. It doesn't matter where.
I mean,
Mission, where they had their orange, I guess.
Their Citrus Fest.
The Citrus Fest, yeah. So, yeah. I mean, that's something that I think the Valley needs is something like a club like that. And I miss stuff up north, but I'd like to see that happen down here if we could get, I know it's going to start off small, and then I understand mm-hmm, that, mm-hmm. but down the road, I mean, I would love, there's a lot of things I have on my mind that I would love to see these old tractors do. I mean,
what pulls your attention to, I mean, as far as, because I know you're like really dedicated to John Deere. It's part of your, buddy. It's part of your life. Yeah. I mean, what really, you know, what like connects your, you, what connects you to that?
It's like your partner said, it's.
Oh, now we're partners.
He just said it. He just said it. It's, everybody knows what a John Deere tractor is.
Right.
You can spot it a mile away.
Right.
But back in the day, it had a unique sound, you know?
Yeah.
And they were known for that sound. I mean,
right.
It's a dying thing. Back in the day when my dad actually went to school at Mack High, and I used to ask him when I started getting to the John Deere stuff, I said, Dad, what happened to the old John Deere tractors from McAllen? Because it was all orange grove. Everything was all citrus.
Right.
Yep. I mean, the citrus is still here, but not as strong as it used to be in the 50s, probably the 40s,
right.
You know, probably the 60s and early 70s. But mm-hmm. it's changed because now everything's growing. McAllen's growing. And,
right.
And we're losing farmland. And not only that, we're losing our citrus trees as well.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I mean, it's a shame. This is, the whole valley is a citrus belt. It's a beautiful thing.
Right.
Not everybody has this, you know?
No.
So, I think being born down here, it was an honor to come out of the city of McAllen. And, it was an honor to grow up in Flint, Michigan, where I grew up at. I mean, I enjoyed up north. It's cool. Winters are winters. You'll never get away from them because it goes from November.
It goes year round.
It goes for about 6 months: November, December, January, February, March.
Well, really? That's interesting because summer's less.
It's a long time. It's a long time.
Yeah.
I say if you want to go see the Four Seasons, come to the Valley. You get it early in the morning all the way to the night, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus. So, being that, I mean, when you're talking about the John Deere itself, but it really connects you more to your dad as far as...
No, I guess I guess I look at it like, up north they have tractors. I just can't imagine. I mean, I see some here in the valley. I've seen a few, but not like up north.
Right.
But, I mean, it's... I don't know. I like the green and yellow, and I like the company name, you know?
Right.
They... they're still number one to me. But
yeah, right.
They're out there. There's a lot of tractors still out there, but in fact, I brought this one.
Yeah, we're looking at that right now.
And this is actually a 3020, and it's just a one that I have as a collection. I mean, back when my oldest son was born, I had a buddy of mine that told me you should get a tractor collection going for your son, and guess what? And I bought him a few, and I thought, man, I like them for me. So guess what? Here's one of mine, you know. And look, I mean,
this is mine now.
Yeah. Right?
It belongs to me now.
Well, watch this. I mean, who would have known? Look, the tires turn when you turn the steering wheel.
Yeah.
It was made well. It's made in the USA. Yeah. That's the best thing, you know.
Yeah. America.
So, yeah. But I have a lot of other toys that I have. I started collecting John Deere stuff back in 1988 a little bit, the end of 88, mm-hmm. Yeah. But I keep collecting them, certain ones, though, not all of them, because a lot of them are made in China, yep. And it's not because I have anything against it, but I just think sometimes that the Ertl company should have kept them here in the USA. 2003 is when they moved the whole company out there to China, and also they moved it to Mexico to get them made there. Yeah, that's cool, but nothing beats the old United States. It's always a
USA brand.
Yes, yes. You know that it's always made well.
Harley. Yeah,
absolutely.
Harley.
I'm sorry, yeah. I'm sorry, Mark, but yes.
Yes, well, I'll never drive a Harley again. Not that I had one, but I never would drive one.
Yeah. I think Harley's okay with you never riding.
That's fine. I'll take an Indian over Harley any day.
But, you know, I'll say this much. What kid doesn't want to get on a tractor?
That's
you know
true.
What I mean?
Yep. No, you're right.
You know,
you're right.
And up north, I'm going to tell you something else. That during the fall, they have hay wagon rides.
Mm.
What's pulling that hay wagon?
An old
John Deere.
Yeah.
Or it could be an old farm hog, but it could be any tractor. But
right, right.
That's what you see up north, you know. And then the other thing is, it's like I said, what kid won't ride an old tractor? I mean, once you get on it, it's cool, you know.
Right.
But the other thing is, when you go look for old Christmas, or when you go to buy a Christmas tree up there, sometimes they give you a ride in the wagon.
Right.
And I mean, it's in the cold. It is.
That's
so
right.
You get bundled up. You get on. They have what do you call it? Straw laying around. You can basically sit on there, and then
hay bales.
And then you can get and sit down, enjoy the ride. Yep. Once you get back in to pay for your Christmas tree, that's when they give you a hot chocolate just to enjoy it. So,
yeah. Thank you for spending $200 on this tree.
Pretty much.
Here's a cup of free hot
chocolate. And you cut it down yourself.
The water didn't cost a bunch, right?
Where'd you get the water from? It's snowing.
It's snowing.
Where do you think it came from, you idiot?
Yeah. Oh, 400.
Makes sense. Why is mine yellow?
Never mind.
Never mind. Just drink it. It's lemonade.
It's good for you.
Yeah. Out of your collection, Alex,
yeah.
The last time I saw your collection, you had quite a bit. I don't know, from the time that I went.
The real tractors or the toys?
Right.
Both.
I'm talking about the toys. I'm talking about the toys itself, the models you have.
Yeah, I mean.
What would you say is like one of your most prized possessions?
Oh, man. You know.
You can't see your children.
No. They're all my kids. let me tell you guys, back in the day when I was growing up in Michigan, I remember Tonka was also a big name.
Yeah. Right.
Well, my parents bought me, I'm going to say it was probably 1973, something like that. I'm sorry. I don't think I feel that old yet, but okay. Anyways, but I have a blue dump truck that's made by the Tonka company, and you could find them on the internet. You know, you could Google it. They'll show you what it's about, and, you know, it's got a little side thing. The back box lifts up because the hydraulic is lifting it up, you know.
Right.
But with the John Deere, man, they had a 7520 John Deere toy. Probably back in the day, it could have ran $20. Now, you'll be lucky to pay about $350.
Damn.
Wow.
I have about five of them. And I
He's donating one to the podcast. Yeah!
Well, let me share this with you.
Mine. Hey,
let me share this with you. I tried to hunt him down at a good price.
Right.
So
right.
I know what's... it's like one of these things. I'm going to say, it's a little too steep right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think probably the lowest I would go is about 200, 200 and a half. But I have paid $150 for one, for a few of them. So
right.
That's how I look for them. But those, I started restoring one, but I've actually need to work on the rim. But the paint job, I've already repainted one. And when I get it together, I'll bring it so I can show you guys. But
it's a big toy.
It's a big toy.
We'd love for you to send us a picture and we'll post it on our web. Facebook page. Yeah.
It's going to take a little bit. Right now, what I did is I painted the rims, the back rims, because they're metal. And then I also clear coat it like a car, So what I'm going to do is actually sand it down and see if I can get a chemical to get it back down. Because when I sprayed the overspray, it bubbled the paint just a little bit.
Okay.
So I'm kind of a perfectionist when I do stuff. So
kind of
like the ceramic tile when I lay tile.
But,
I can't help it. It's just in my genes.
I got you. Yeah, I've seen the stuff he's done, man. As far as that construction work, it's freaking amazing, man. He's done projects where he goes, I'm working with him in the orange box, and he would tell me, check this out, what's up? And he started showing me. I'm like, that's part of a park. And he goes, check it out. Look, we did this. I'm like, oh, cool, man. Who helped you? Nobody. And I'm like, what do you mean nobody? Nah, did it by myself.
Yeah.
You did that whole section. The whole section, did the cuts, did this, did that. Yeah. I'm like, sweet Jesus.
Wow. It's just something fun to do. And I mean, I don't know. I just, in a sense, I guess it's a passion that you have inside when you do it. And it's the same kind of passion I have for the John Deere. I like it. It's... My oldest son likes it too as well. But I think I'm a little bit more into it because, I grew up not really having these, but now that I started collecting them, my parents didn't buy me, but.
How many do you have in your collection?
There's guys out there that probably have a close to 3, 4, maybe 1,000, but their whole room is like shelves.
Right.
I probably have about 100. Yeah,
Modest collection.
But it's like I said, I try to buy made in the USA if I can do it. And I mean, it's a cool toy. I really like it.
I can't help but think to myself that maybe your son would be a little bit more into it if you gave him some.
I'm glad you said that, but I will share this with you. My grandson's got some. It's because I give it to him.
Okay.
I have.
And your son goes, mine.
this is mine.
Yeah, this is mine now.
What happened was I remember I left some John Deere stuff with my mom when I moved down here, and I thought, I'll just leave them here. Well, eventually they confiscated them, so who knows what they have. But it's okay. I'm good with it. it's my son, so hopefully he makes the right choices. But some of these toys, back in the day, they would... I'll give you an example. And it's like I'm going to share with you. I do have an international toy.
Oh,
and
okay.
I will tell you, it was off of a certain... it was off of a certain run. And it was... There was like 6 of these... toys made, but the first one, it was called the 5 millionth tractor, and it's a real tractor if you look it up on Google.
Okay.
But when that started, that toy was like $45 to $50. I mean, some dealerships probably sold it at $55. Well, it made it to the Ertl Museum, and it skyrocketed like $100.50 to $200 because it went in the museum as a monument.
Right.
I mean, it all he can do is go up more in value as time goes. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have a few John Deere tractors that are like that. I have a 3010 back in 1994 when I bought it.
Okay.
And it's at a toy show that I went to.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think that's going for a few $100 anyways, But it's like I said, it's the rarity. There's not too many, especially that come in a box. The box also makes the value of the tractor as well.
Sure, exactly.
But if I didn't have the box, I'll take the tractor as well. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's good to have.
But yeah. And they go for that price because people are demanding it too. There's a demand for that. Yeah. I mean, that's great.
I mean, the other thing I do is I restore old pedal tractors. I have I have pedal tractors that I've restored. I wish I could have brought one in here, but I really don't have anything done. But yes, I've brought them. I've taken an old
pedal tractor. I think you showed me a picture once about that. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
From the 1970s, it was the first one that has a yellow band in front of the hood. Mm-hmm. And I've restored one of those for a friend of mine. I've restored two like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, they come out immaculate. Man, I tell you what, it's beautiful. And it just comes from back from the old junkyard, and you bring it back, it looks like it's brand new, right, rolling off the showroom. Right. You know, so it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool to do that, to look back at that and say, man, I cannot believe that I did that. Next thing you know, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's it. There again, I'm very passionate in doing that because I enjoy it. I enjoy it, so.
Right.
Yeah. And I've watched videos on YouTube of people bringing these old tractors back to life. And
oh, it's beautiful.
I know it's you know, can seem like that, but it seems like, you know, with very little effort, especially the diesel motors, you can just put a little bit of work into and love into them, and you get them back up and running again real good. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Now, the other thing is, once... There's a lot of ideas that I would love to say, but I'll tell you one of the ideas that I would like to do is if we can get this John Deere Club started, I would love to have maybe once a year I'll restore a pedal tractor, and basically, in other words, for the club. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean?
Right.
To let the club make money. So, in other words, a club, you're always going to have people, you know, serving food. Well, it costs money. All that costs money.
Right, right.
And, you know, drinks, Cokes, Pepsis, water. Mm-hmm. You know, if you decide to do hamburgers, well, it's like I said, it all costs money. But what I'd like to do is eventually get a pedal tractor and restore it and then, you know, raffle it off.
There you go.
And just to help the club out. But that would be something that would be kind of cool to do, you know.
Well, have you tried reaching out to any of the John Deere company or like the John Deere store here in Weslaco?
I did the one in Mission, but so far, I mean, they never got back with me. But it's okay. This meeting that we got going on the 22nd, I hope to get. I would love to tell you that I'd like to get four, maybe five tractors out there. I am gonna take two out there, my 430 and the 435 John Deere.
Mm-hmm.
I have another guy that's gonna bring one or maybe two, and if we can get people to go out there and let this thing grow, then I'm gonna say yes. You know, we have something to worth, to work with, you know.
Yeah,
right.
But
right.
That's what I'm trying to do, and I don't want to do it in the beat of the summer because it's way too hot here. It's way too hot.
Right.
But I think I would like our meetings to be like in October, somewhere in October. It could be between the 1st and the 20th or so.
Right there in the harvest season.
Yeah, during the harvest season.
Not a bad time. Yeah. Then it's like the livestock show. They got it going on this month as well.
Yeah, yes. It's already happening actually this week.
this week. In other words, guess what? If we could have it, I kind of figured maybe the 22nd might not be a bad day. So, but hopefully people will come out and maybe we can get some people to join the club. And even if they don't have a John Deere, well, I mean, it'd be cool to have club members and. If they bought a tractor, why not, you know?
That's true.
You can never say and tell anybody, hey, you can't buy one. I mean, I bought a few, so.
Yeah, the possibilities are endless. If you could get like a store to sponsor it or something, Tractor Supply something like that,
bring vendors out there, you know, that actually sell the actual vehicle. Well, not sell the actual vehicle, but something to do with
to do with the actual John Deere itself. Yeah. You know, go out there and try to sell a product off of their store, even if it's a family-owned business. To go out there and do it also.
Yeah.
You know, take advantage of that. You know, that'd be something pretty cool.
Also, like you know, anybody that has like operates a you know the corn maze, you know, they could have the hay rides. You know, have a classic.
That's right.
Yeah. John Deere pull the wagon. You know,
yeah,
something like cool. that. Yeah,
something interesting.
There's a lot of things you guys could do with having a John Deere club or so, and it's like I said. I hope our first meeting goes out good. I just hope it goes good. I'm hoping the best. You know.
You should try reaching out to the John Deere clubs up in
the northern part. Texas.
And see if
the sad thing about it, Texas is so big. It's a long drive.
Right.
Well, they don't have to show up.
Wouldn't it be cool if they brought a few Down Deers from up north?
It would be.
San Antonio's not too far. Corpus is not really that far, but who knows how many people in that area would have an old John Deere they would bring down to show, you know? Never know. I mean, some do that, though. Some people, I've seen them when I was in Michigan. I've seen tractors from Ohio, in Indiana, in Wisconsin, and they show up. So.
And plus, I mean, we're ignoring a pretty big market of John Deere, and that's Mexico, too.
Mexico.
Yeah, it'd be cool to have that,
John Deere is very popular in Mexico.
Yes, they are. So, they are.
You know, anything reaching out to, any clubs that are that might exist in Mexico would probably help out, too. We're just trying to spread the word on this.
You know, you're saying Mexico, the 435 that I got, they only made 4,600 of that tractor, and they didn't run it for a full year. They ran it for like 6 months, I'm thinking. So the thing is, John Deere took that tractor, besides Moline, and they moved it to Monterrey, Mexico, to get made there. Would it be cool to find an old tractor that's on there that says John Deere Mexico? I'd love to have one. Yeah,
or one that says Moline in Mexico.
That's a different color for sure. Guys, I mean, I'm trying to start this, and hopefully people will respond. I mean, it'd be great to have this thing grow, and I mean, there's a lot of things, like I said, that I would love to see happen here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want to touch on this, but I will mention maybe a museum.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
You know?
That'd be pretty cool.
I mean, the only museum that I know is up north in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, here, it would be cool to have a museum John Deere. Why? Because you have a lot of winter Texans that come down there that would come to see this.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, absolutely.
Not only, it's something for them to say, wow, look at that, you know? But the other thing, people from Mexico, la gente de Mexico, van a llegar. And, I mean, it would be cool. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, there's a lot of people that work agriculture over there. I mean, and then our people that are in the state of Texas. I mean, they could come from Laredo, they could come from Corpus, they could come from San Antonio, you know?
Yes.
It could be Dallas as well, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean,
the point is that there are a lot of John Deere fans everywhere.
There's a lot.
Yeah, especially in Texas. I'm sure that they wouldn't mind coming together.
If
they found out that there was a show of some kind. Yeah.
I mean, I see something like that. If we, as a people here in the Valley, could ever put a museum up, it would run itself.
Yeah,
it would create jobs.
Sure.
And, I mean, that would be the awesome thing, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Maybe they may let me work there, maybe pass some water around. I don't know. As I get older, I'm going to retire.
Before we go into that bashing wall thing, we got to give a shout out to our... Slide on in and just that sound. We got the groove that's going around. In our town where talent shines. There's Alex right there.
All right, that was close.
That was very close. Let me just close this
bad boy. I think what you guys need to look for is John Deere cameras. Maybe they got them.
John Deere cameras. Ooh. That'd be something interesting. Let me put that bad boy up there again. There's our Chewing New podcast store.
Click on the QR
so you can get a hold of those guys. Coming back here with Alex.
Now, Alex, just real quick question. Do you have a Facebook dedicated to this?
I do. Well, I don't have a Facebook dedicated to the John Deere Club, but I think what I'd like to do is see how many people react to this, and if so, then maybe we will do that. You know, I think that'd be. I think it's a good idea. I think that, you know, bringing that up, I think it's a real good idea.
Just to get the ball rolling.
Yeah,
you know,
to get it rolling. Yeah. But just to see what's going to happen the 22nd. It's like I said, hopefully there'll be people to come out and enjoy. And I would love to tell you I'd like to have 10 tractors, but we're starting. So, you know,
sure.
We got to start somewhere.
Got to start
if I don't do anything, I just feel that it ain't going to go. And that's why I'm taking the time and the effort to go out and do this now. What I've been doing, and I know I didn't share with Mark or you, but
here we go.
I've been taking flyers.
Pin classes.
I went all the way to San Juanito and started putting them. Now, it's kind of hard because not everybody allows you to put a poster on.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's
know.
Really hard. I mean,
I've tried.
I tried going into like a Dollar General, and I thought, well, there's a lot of people that come through here.
Right.
There's been a few AutoZones. O'Reilly's has been pretty cool. Some McCoy's. And I mean,
just go to any freaking you. go to any light post and just smack.
I know the old fashioned way.
The old fashioned way.
Just a good old, you know, staple. Boom, boom. There you go. But
and then run like the wind.
Yeah, run like the wind. Well, it's been kind of hard. It really is because
just print free on there.
Yeah.
And then that'll go. What the hell?
They should take it. As long as they say free, it's for me.
Right. Exactly. So,
but I went to San Benito and I went Mission and I've tried to get as much as I can out there. And I've had a few call and there's, you know, I've had a few people such as yourself. Thank you, Mark. Mm-hmm. And thank you, buddy, for it sponsoring on Facebook to get it out. And actually, thank you guys for having me here because it's an honor to be here. I mean,
thanks. No, we appreciate
you for coming, man.
Anything for you, buddy.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate you.
No, that's all. Wait, let's talk about it. Let's get down to business. Tell us the real dirt about who.
Shut up, bro. He doesn't know anything. Oh, look, we're having a misconnection. We're going offline. No, I'm just joking. No, but
so,
you're putting those flyers out, so I mean.
It's hard.
Mark. It is. Yeah, it is.
There's some people kind of look at you and say, no, we don't do that. And it's something simple. It's something actually innocent that we just, it's a tractor club. Where are you going to go wrong with it, you know?
Yeah.
But I've been out to a few feed stores, and I had one guy from North McAllen says, hey, I'd leave it there. Right. And I had somebody else in Mission on, what was it, Conway? Yeah, leave it there, you know. And I mean, we'll see what happens. And
right.
All I can do is see what happens. I've had a few respond, but, and then there's some barbecue places, you put them up there, and maybe a few days later, they probably rip it down, but it's okay. I think,
right.
I think sometimes Facebook is actually good, and,
right.
And it, you know, the internet's awesome. So it's endless.
Was your boyfriend calling?
Maybe. My girl business.
What's up, buddy?
So jealous.
What are you going to say?
No, nothing. It's my brother.
Oh.
Yeah, he wants to know where I am.
Wait, was it your birthday, buddy?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my gosh. Today is this ugly thing's birthday.
Yes.
It is? You're lying. It's your brother's birthday.
No, it's my
birthday. No, it's your birthday? For real?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
No,
are you serious?
It's today.
Swear on your right leg.
You can look. I would never swear on my right leg, man. My right leg is precious to me.
Well, happy birthday to you, buddy. Why say something?
Yeah. I just said something, dude.
Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not only the John Deere episode, it's Chew's birthday episode. Jesus Christ. Say something, dude.
I was kind of hoping to avoid this.
Oh, no. It's happening now. Alex, take off a shirt. We're going hard.
It's all now. Help me with it.
Show me a side job, Alex.
Well, I can tell you right now, he's got the right hat on.
All right.
It's staying on the entire time.
You can leave your boots on. Happy birthday, buddy.
Happy
how
birthday,
old? How
birthday.
Old, buddy?
I don't want to talk about
come
it.
Come on,
right?
How old? Seriously, how? Come on.
No, I'm 46.
Oh, my God.
Shut up.
Jesus. Oh. I'm still a young 41.
Oh, bullshit. Oh, fuck no. Yeah.
Really, buddy? 40? 46?
Yeah, 46.
Wow, dude. Yeah. You know, happy birthday, buddy. Happy birthday. Lunch is on you.
Yeah, so it's all over there.
Says he, can I go?
You don't want to go. You know.
You can watch.
bring a camera. No, happy birthday. Well,
happy birthday.
Thank you.
Bro,
Thank you very much.
First of all, Alex, I don't want to take away your swah here, but I'm going to say happy birthday to my buddy here.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you for being on the podcast with us and with me each time you come on, man. I appreciate everything you do every time you come in here, man. And
thank you,
and the judgmental things you say to me, I love it too, because it corrects me around my way, even though I hate your guts. But I love you, buddy.
You love it when it hurts.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
I love the pain.
You love the pain.
Be quiet, Alex. Don't say damn word.
I'll stay out of this one.
No, it's no, Alex.
My birthday gift.
We know.
I was going to say it's between you two.
That's not going to go.
Show that dick.
No, man. Well, happy birthday, buddy. I'll make sure I make a big old sheen out of something.
I'm gonna put your face.
Go like this. Go like this for 1 second for me, real quick, so I can screenshot that. Perfect. I got it. So I'll put that in the still picture right there.
Great. That's not
big old mean old. But no, going back to Alex. Yeah, man, but I know putting flyers out there, it's tough, man.
It's hard.
You know, and going to different locations
to put your stuff out there.
You have to ask for permission big time.
Yeah. And, you know, you kind of – you don't want somebody to yell at you to say, hey, what are you doing? You can't put those on here, you know.
It's America!
You know, as much as I hate saying it, you have to be apologetic and say, hey, you don't mind if I – it's because we're trying to start a John Deere club, and they're all for it, but it has a challenge. It really does.
Right, right.
I mean, I didn't have a chance to go to Rio Grande or to Pinitas and to La Jolla and maybe to Roma, because I would love to go all the way from Roma all the way to Brownsville.
Right.
I got close to Brownsville. I got the San Benito. There's a few areas that I did put the flyers at, but for the first time, I guess let's just see what happens. And like I said, the second time around is going to be in October. So
can I just go ahead and save you a lot of mileage, dude, and just tell you, put it on TikTok.
Yeah, that's the best way.
Just put it on TikTok.
Yeah,
and
that's probably going to be something that I'm going to need help with, because I'm not a TikToker.
So. No. Just get any 8-year-old walking by.
There you go. Yeah. I mean, he's going to teach me something new.
Exactly.
Tell your grandson. He'll do it for you.
Right. There you go. There you go.
Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah. You know, but there again, you know, guys, going into an old hardware store, I mean, I put it in McCoy's. I had a phone call from a guy. My buddy seen the, sign? All of a sudden, he called me up. He goes, hey, you know, they're starting to try to... They want to start a John Deere club. What do you think? He sent him a picture of the flyer, I'd imagine. And next thing you know, I get a phone call and met a guy that has, you know, that he has, I think, 36 years working for John Deere.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and his wife had 40 years. The sad thing is his wife passed away a few weeks ago.
Oh,
so it's a shame.
Okay.
But it was nice to hear from him. And I told him, hey, hopefully we'll meet. The meeting's going to be the 22nd. And it's like I said, there's going to be all kinds of people, all interested kind of people that are going to show up, hopefully, and let's see what happens. That's all I can say. You know?
Yeah, man, all power to you, man. Hopefully it works out.
Yeah,
man.
I hope
something,
it does, Mark.
Something that, but like I said, when you have it all set up, said and done, I think you sent me a flyer, right, also?
I did.
I wasn't sure if I should put that.
Didn't you crumble that up and throw it away and say, what?
No, I didn't.
Oh, no, sorry.
I got more.
You see what you did? And then more recyclable stuff I got put away.
There you go.
we'll help you push forward on something like that, man.
Yeah, whatever we can do.
It's something different as far as for the value. Not only that, more family oriented. It's something that you growing up. You know, I understand what you're saying about checking those stuff out when you're a kid.
Exactly. I'll share with you guys this. You know, I didn't want to have something for the first time event. And all of a sudden, not really have anything to hand out.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, right now, I went ahead and bought a popcorn machine. So,
there you go.
For sure, there's going to be popcorn. I bought a commercial popcorn machine, and probably come tomorrow or maybe Monday, I'll probably go pick up the popcorn. Now, before the event, probably a Thursday or Friday, I'm going to set it up at my house and pop popcorn. One batch to see how it goes. I'm sure it'll go good because I've done it.
That's absolutely
good. Well, pass that for everybody.
You want a party, you get Milo's kettle corn.
Yeah, Milo help you out.
It's a block party.
You want people that are going to go by and check out these tractors? You might want to get hold of Milo. Ask him who wants to get out there.
Well, you know, down the road, here's what I'd like to do. Well, let me get back to what I was telling you guys. So, there again, I talked to a guy from HEB and another person, a few people that want to help out. I kind of figured maybe we could have hot dogs, you know, nothing extravagant, but it won't take long to do them, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
And then basically have water, Cokes, or whatever, you know,
right,
in the cooler. So it's mainly for kids. I mean, don't get me wrong, adults can eat popcorn and eat a hot dog. Why not? Enjoy the day.
Right.
So that's kind of where I'm at with this. But down the road, it's like you guys would probably agree that, hey, wouldn't it be cool to have somebody that does barbecue?
Yeah,
have brisket sandwiches and let them, you know, have, in other words, have a company out there and let them go ahead and there's the catering right there.
Right.
If he can figure out a price, maybe Sloppy Joe's, you know.
There you go.
You know, something simple, but something that, hey, people are going to say, hey, that's a good little meal, you know.
Or you can also get local vendors, too, that are willing to set up.
This whole thing, guys, it can also create jobs because these guys, you know, as well as I know, there's a lot of wagons out here that are food trucks that they would show up to that.
Yep.
If we can get something like that, that would be awesome to do.
Yep. I think the best way to go about starting something like the John Deere Club, get yourself informed with for instance, next year for Fresco.
Yeah.
Fresco will actually, well, this year, and I believe it starts in September, or August?
September.
Right.
You know, the little spots they give you are not that expensive.
Right.
You know, bring out some of your stuff to model and everything.
Right.
And then, you know, have a sign-up sheet. Hey, look, if you want to sign up, so-and-so, what so have you.
Sign up for our newsletter.
Get some little caps. I can show you where you get real good deals in the caps.
Sure.
And you know, eventually people are going to say, hey man, I'm part of this club.
Yeah, eventually, you know, and that's another thing I didn't touch on, but it's a good idea, Mark. That I would love to do too, is, you know, as well as, you know, but it, here we go again, you know, it has to start off with something, and I got to see how many people are going to react to that.
Right.
If I take $800 to $1,000 and invest it, guess what? I'm stuck with the merchandise and this and that. You know what I mean? So one of the things I this is what I thought of. Well, I went ahead and bought the popcorn machine, but I thought, well, if somebody needed a popcorn machine, for example, if you have a party or so, and you want a popcorn machine, I'm coming out to pop popcorn for you. How's that?
There you go.
You know?
Yeah.
And the machine's there. All we got to do is just go buy the popcorn.
That's right.
So, I mean, it'll be used. It may not be used quite a bit, but hey, you could have a few events, and hey, we have popcorn.
Yeah, it's like I said. I mean, something like those outdoor events that they have, you know. Yeah. So they have here in Westaco, do quite a bit. They do one at the eatery. They do here one actually right here out those windows through the Texas Boulevard. They have Fresco, the Onion Fest, stuff like that. And the spots that they offer during Fresco are really not. You wouldn't be. I'm not going to say you'd be wasting money. It's not really a waste of money. Only reason why is because it's giving you exposure.
Exposure.
You know, and something that I always thought maybe we can try doing it one year. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the thing is that, you know, you're going to be out there. You're in the heat. You got to set a little canopy, table, set up and all that and give away free popcorn while you're there.
Yeah.
So, you know, slowly but surely.
Yeah. And that's kind of one of the reasons why I was figuring maybe the month of March, like we're right now, or maybe October, to have another. I mean, I do want to try this again, and this time, now that you guys said TikTok, well, yeah, TikTok, but I'll still get out and meet people, and, you know, that's what I've been doing, actually, is meeting people that I've already passed. I probably passed out 40 flyers.
Let me give you an idea, Alex. Do you have a tripod, something like what I have right there where the cameras are at?
No.
Okay, what you want to do. Big shout out to Five Below, by the way.
Okay, good job.
Go to Five Below. Yes. Get yourself one of these. Uh-huh. You ever have a cell phone?
Yeah.
Get yourself a TikTok account.
Yeah.
You go outside and go work on your tractor. Click live.
Okay.
And let it go. You don't have to look at the questions or answers. Just start working on it on camera. I guarantee you people are going to start watching. They're going to start looking slowly. They're going to pass. What are you doing, John Deere? Oh, shit. He's working on John Deere.
Once in a while,
try the camera. Hey, guys, what's going on? I'm working on this John Deere. See what's wrong with it, blah, 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 blah. And as soon as you release that content, it's going to grow. People are going to start talking about it. And then when you go live, people are going to jump on it ASAP.
Right.
And, you know, you start rolling that big ball of twine until it gets so huge.
You know, that would be something cool to do at a meeting or, at a tractor pull,
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that would be really cool. Yeah,
I mean, like I said, you could do it in your own backyard.
Right, right.
And then that's the way it works.
Right.
I've done TikToks where I'm setting up this. I'm by myself or Chew can't make it. I'm doing it on my own. I'll turn it on, put it on TikTok, and I'm, like, setting up this, doing like that. And I'll look, hey, guys, I'm just setting up the podcast. You know, have any questions, let me know. And I'm setting up, and people start asking, what kind of podcast is it? Kind of podcast it is and all that good stuff. That's why Chew brought up the great answer for you is doing through TikTok.
TikTok. I think it's a great idea.
I mean, you can only do so much face-to-face, though. Yeah.
And actually,
And plus, it's a wider net, Alex.
It's not even going to
reach just here in Envia. It's going to reach outside of Texas, out of the U.S., worldwide.
That's awesome.
Because you'd be surprised at who's a fan of TikTok now. My provider, she's older than me. She's all over TikTok.
Yep.
Man, she will not leave me the fuck alone with TikTok. Here I am watching TV.
Get this shit out of here.
It's just because, like I said, I admire you for doing all the footwork and everything and wanting to hand out flyers and stuff.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you really want to start something rolling, get the ball rolling.
You need to get
as many eyeballs on it as once.
You're doing what we call back then the hustle.
That's
the hustle.
I was doing the hustle.
You're doing the hustle.
And I'm not talking about the dance. I'm talking about the actual hustle.
Mm-hmm. Actually,
now, if you do the actual dance, on the top.
Look at it. I forgot it. I forgot the moves.
You want to join a club? But it's like some of the artists that we have on our show, they do that. They used to go out, sell the CDs in person. Hey, this is my music. Now everything's done by TikTok, Facebook, Instagram.
Right. You hand a kid a CD now, like, what is this?
Is it downloadable? That was my fresh only copy. No, but that's something you might want to step into, and it's trust me, man, it's gonna brighten your horizon so much. You're like, holy shit!
Yeah,
I go, I can really put myself out there. And the only reason why we say TikTok is the not to take away from any other platforms, but the copyright laws, as far as like you showing a John Deere out there, they won't be as rough. It's like if you try doing it on Instagram, on Facebook, you have people that work on cars on Facebook, they work on motorcycles on Instagram, but they shadow out what kind of vehicle
it is.
Sweeney works on cars on Instagram.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know who the hell that is.
You're an idiot. Fuck.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah. But
Justin Timberlake.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, there we go.
No, but stuff like that, I mean, that would be a great addition to pushing out your club out there.
Yeah.
And that'd be awesome. When you have club meetings, just turn on your TikTok and let it run while you're having the meeting, So that'd be the best way to go.
Yeah, that like I said, you really want to get the club rolling, then that's the best way to get as many eyes.
That's probably what we're going to have to do.
We've not only become a podcast, we've become information. We bought information here.
Are we wonderful or what?
Are we your best friends?
Did we just become best friends?
We are best friends. first of all, I want to say thank you for coming on the show, man. We appreciate you coming out, taking the time, come and talk on the mic with us, be on camera. I know you're used to that.
Why don't you give us your Facebook now that you're here, your social media.
It's Alex Alceda. It's Alex Alceda. I think you're right. I think I probably should make a jump. problem is I have a photo on there and it's showing me laying like brick,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you look under there, it's probably gonna say here. Give me a second. Hold on. we have internet.
Just barely.
We're hanging on here, Alex.
We're hanging on by a thread.
You got 30 seconds, Alex.
Well, I don't know. Is that camera there?
Your camera's right there.
There you are, right there. Okay. Anyways, it's going to say Alex Hausella. And if you scroll on there, it's going to say went to Carmen High School from Flint, Michigan, lives in McAllen from Flint, Michigan. And that's kind of how to find me.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, if you do decide to start a Facebook or a TikTok, let us know. We'll broadcast it out on our socials.
We'll start on our social medias. We'll put it on TikTok and all that good stuff. If you do start TikTok, let me know.
I can
link it. I'll share it and link it off to other people so they can check it out. Yeah. Alex, man, it's been a blast in the past seeing you, bro.
It was good to see
I know we worked together. At the Orange Box for a couple of years together, and that was a long time ago.
I don't want to tell you how many years I was there.
I don't want to tell you the stuff that we did, but
let me show you.
Alex,
I put in 19 years and 3 months.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah, let's leave it at that.
But I got a different job. Yeah. I'll say it like this. I work for the city of McAllen. I'll leave it
there. You go. A big shout out to the city of McAllen hiring great workers out there, especially this guy right now. He's top notch, man. You want things done right.
So are you going to take his offer and go work for the city of McAllen?
No. I am actually happy where I'm at. I already told you this. refuse to talk about that.
You could get away with so much money. You could get away with murder.
I cannot, maybe. Maybe.
Bloody murder.
Bloody, dirty murder. But anyways, no, Alex, seriously, in all thoughts, man, thank you so much for coming out. We appreciate you taking
for being here. Thank you guys for having me. Thank you for trying to get and help me get this thing started. Because I did call my buddy Mark and I asked him, I said, here's what I got, Mark. And he says, well, let me see what I can do. He's made a few little commercials I think was cool. Some of the guys at work, I showed him, he goes, man, who did that? I goes, Mark did, my buddy from the HD. So,
yeah.
But cool, I mean, man, I can't tell you how much I thank you guys. I really do. I hope it grows. That's all I can do, Mark.
Baby steps, man.
You know, that's right. You know how I am. I'm pretty passionate about the things I do. That's probably why I'm so crazy when I lay tile. I'm very passionate. I want it done a certain way, and when I focus it, that's it. That's exactly how I am. And it's kind of the same thing here. I want to focus on this, and hopefully people that, you know, have a good heart. It's like you said, family oriented.
Right.
Hopefully they'll join this. Hopefully they'll join this because, I want it to be a family thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't mean to say it in a rude way, but not something where people are just going to go out and drink beer. We don't really need that.
Right.
You know.
Right.
I just want it to be a family thing, you know, and hopefully that this will take off. And grow.
It will, man. Absolutely. It will. Just give it time. Like I said, baby steps.
Yes.
And we will try our best to push it along the way.
Yeah, thank best you, buddy. Possible. I know you're doing your best for me.
So, man, I appreciate it. Like I said, once again, thank you so much.
Thank you, buddy.
Any last words you want to say to the public out there?
Support us. I mean, I'll be honest with you. It's something that I didn't think that I was going to do. I really didn't. And I thought, well, I'm getting a little older, and I thought, you know, if I don't do this, I'll never know if it's going to take off or not. My thing is, I would love for something like this to take off and let the public see what we're all about, having a John Deere Club, and let's see what happens.
Absolutely.
Like I said, man, thank you so much, and I hope nothing but blessings come your way
thank you, brother.
We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
All right. Guys, episode, what is this, the 235, I think?
Yeah, sure.
235. You know, I lost count.
But 237, really don't, I don't know, man.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
Yeah. It's past 8. I should have been in bed like hours ago.
I should have had my Ovaltine. And my Tang. And my thong.
That's right, there's Tang in my
house. I thought for a minute that he said, well, I got to have my cup of milk. not just any cup, more milk.
No, you don't want that. Great episode, buddy.
Another great episode, man.
And hopefully things go great for Alex, man, pushing this club, man. I hope it goes a long way. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be another good one. This will be the last episode. Well, actually,
Sportscheck.
No. Not, well, oh. Maybe for you.
What do you
No, no, a lot of things. Next week, we are interviewing once again, but this time, Chu's going to be there, hopefully. Mr. Pete Capella, voice actor of Silver Sonic from the Sonic series, is going to be on the Chu New Podcast next week. So
schedule it here. He may change his mind at the last minute for
sorry,
unknown
guys.
Reason. Yeah.
Super busy.
Yeah, sorry.
No, great guy, man. Yeah. Met him personally, man, at a,
I can't
at
wait.
A convention. Yeah. And the guy's awesome, man. Great interview we had with him last time. I can't wait to interview him this time around because he's got a lot more things going on in his area.
You don't think he spoke to Carlos Farrell?
Let's not talk about Carlos Farrell right now. I'm still kind of upset because
he didn't get to talk to Carlos Farrell.
But other than that, the following week after that, guys, there will be no podcast, live podcast elite. But on Monday, you are going to see a short film clip, only 30 minutes long, of the family Ooh going on vacation. I'm going to try to do as much as I can is do a small clip for you guys on how our little vacation it will be up in San Antonio.
Ooh, San Antonio.
It's going to be an interesting one. So lock in those dates. And then in the month of May, we got wrestling coming back to the podcast again.
It's about time.
It's going to be good, guys. Chu's going to take another beating again. I'm going to enjoy every minute. Anyway, so that's, we'll talk about that later. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for joining us. We'll see you Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. Once again here on Facebook Live. Hopefully, the new studio. Maybe, I'm not sure, but I know for April.
It better be good. I'm tired of waiting for this thing.
It will be a brand new studio. It's going to be great. It's going to be wonderful. It's huge. So huge.
Huge.
Huge. Remarkable. So, Chu, any last words here, buddy?
She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Oh, God. I'm going to shut this off quick before he goes in. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for going to sign us off, Chu.
I've been Chu.
And we'll see you next week. Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. Peek a pillow. Peace out. Let's go. Bye, buddy.